you ever stood in a room of insanity? Just seems to be swirling around everybody these days. Hey, thanks for stopping in, slowing down, and taking time to listen to Eats Logic Radio. I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland. The show's not quite like everybody else's. I want you to take a breath. Just sit down, relax. And, you know, if you don't have the whole hour, take the 15 minutes, but validate yourself. Take a breath and say, Feel how it rattles down the back of your throat. Maybe you can feel it at the top of your head and go, all the way down to your toes. Slow down. Center yourself. And understand that all that rattling around in your mind, all that vibrational stuff that makes you say, hey, I've got to go do this and do that and be stressed out about all these superfluous things in life. Well, they may not necessarily be who you are. And nature comes to us to develop relationships, to teach us lessons, to give us cues, to open, to be still. And okay, love yourself, but take compassion on the moment. And if you have an animal in your life, just stop. Look them straight in the eye and say thank you. You see, they're our channel, our route to actually discovering more about who we are. And that's what Eats Logic Radio is based on, is how can we get into understanding the deeper connections between ourselves, natural world, resources that will amplify how we interact, maybe how we grow, maybe how we just turn our backs and let things redefine themselves. Have you ever stood in a room, maybe at a party or baseball game, just stood in your own space? You might start off with talking and interacting with the people around you. And then, if you're an energetic person, you kind of realize that you don't quite hear the words the same way. You may react differently to situations. Maybe situations where everybody's rushing and stressing and being interactive, you sit calmly. You look at life differently. You become still. And your stillness is often misinterpreted. As you see, in the physical world, we have to run around. We have to do things. We have to pay attention. Stress, stress, stress. And there's different levels of how people manage all of this stuff. I just finished doing a workshop, and it was very interesting. I had several levels of people, had several levels of personal awareness. And it was really interesting. I do a lot of rebirthing work, which means that I hold space and time. It means that I run into the core of my heart, that I straighten out the swirling spirals between all of our wonderful abilities, and I allow us to actually, on an individual level, find a discovery, become whole. Yes. And in this workshop, I learned that you can stand still as an energetic person and be in the presence of sheer pandemonium. A person who is in self-denial and fear. A person who is in, an insecure state but appears to be in a state of control. Another person that has to override the dynamics of the group by creating mass confusion. Then there are the old souls. The ones that stand still they let the confusion roll over on top of them. And depending on the growth, where they are in understanding the dynamics of the human animal, they may respond. They may get wounded because they're still in that place of taking it on personal assaults. And then there's the other old soul that looks at this and says, yes, I have an interest. I want to learn more about the energetic well-being of the horse and how that animal influences me. But I don't need to be part of that drama. So I will stand in absolute stillness and use my energy to ricochet all the noise around me and focus on what is being taught. And for me, standing in the presence of a horse, trying to teach the different levels of bouncing energy, I fall into the same place as the old soul, become still. And all of a sudden, it doesn't matter what the other people are saying or doing, because the irrelevancy of their emotional surges, whatever the purpose is behind them, turns into babble, meaningless noise. And as I fall into my center, and I still take hold of the emotional waves of energy that try to pull me and twist me to conform into the drama, the requirements of interaction with these other people, as I straighten out and expand by sending out love and compassion into my own energy field, I then turn and I look into the eyes of a horse. And one particular horse this weekend struck my soul. He was a beautiful Palomino, but he'd been in an accident and injured his shoulder. And then his ribs had turned around and twisted and tightened in against his heart and his stomach. And so he would often have stomach aches, be stressed out and painful. He had a hard time walking. And sometime in his life, he'd gotten in a fight with somebody else, and he got kicked in his hindquarters. And so it shoved his pelvis up, way up. Instead of being nice and rounded, this horse looked like he had Mount Everest following him wherever he went. A mountain of problems stuck in the physical form of the horse. And as I turned and I looked at this horse, I realized something. He had some lessons to share with his owner. I wonder if her voice would hear the wisdom held in his eyes. Take a breath and hold the moment. This is Easologic Radio, and I'll be back soon. Are you still enough to take a moment and interact with your pet? To understand that energy, your energy, is reflected through your pet, through your environment, through your interactions with other people. And that energy holds quality. Very much like money. Now, money to me is it's something that I really don't like. I can attract money. I can let money go. I know that in the physical system that we're asked to participate in, money has become a god. It's become the thing that governs everything that you think and do in the physical plane. But if we change the perception just a little bit and understand that energy is a currency, and it holds a lot more value than money, because without the connection of good energy, the quality of your life becomes really, really a jumbled mess. You become disconnected from your physical self. And when you become this insecure, jumbled mess, what happens? More and more stuff comes your direction. And so you have to understand that where you are in your thoughts is driven either by your emotional growth or the environment that you have surrendered your currency, your gold into. And so the people that you have shared your emotions with, your gold, may not value it. And they may take it like thieves and run in the night. Has that ever happened to you? Think about an animal who doesn't understand a thing about money. Matter of fact, the whole concept of money is most probably very terrifying for them. Because just like you and I, it dictates how they live, where they live, what type of care they experience. And even deeper, the type of emotional connection that they have, that they share between you and themselves. We don't quite understand that animals come into our lives for reasons. Some of us can stand still. Some of us see an animal as an equal. Oh my gosh, she said animals are equal. Well, in a way they are. Because if you could strip away all the stuff that we think about animals and take them out of the artificial environments that we force them to live in, that being a chemically driven environment, environments where electromagnetic frequencies are just polluting everything. When you can put them in a place where a dog can talk to another dog and be happy, and then turn around and come back to you and say, hey, I'm a dog. Do you want to talk dog today? You say, yeah, let me get down and play with you. And let me understand what your actions are. What emotion are you trying to touch my heart with? 90% of the time, it's joy. That's a hard thing for us to understand. That dogs want to give us joy. Cats want to harmonize. Horses want to ground us and offer us a dimension of awareness and healing. But somehow each person comes to their relationship with their animal with this emotional pollution. And we bring it into their lives. And we don't understand that it actually has this very profound effect. There's a lot of philosophies out there that say we reflect our weaknesses into the interactions or relationships with other people. Our relationship with our animals are no different. When I was doing this workshop, I had a very dominant person who had a very dominant horse. I had another person who lived off of driving negative conversations. And what does her horse do? He thrives off of experiencing negative situations. Then I had the old soul and her horse, even though he was 5 years old, looked like an old horse. But he had a stillness and awareness and a security about who he was. But he didn't see himself as a young horse. He was a horse of wisdom. And then there was the person that was still, who was an old soul at the point of self-recognition. And even though she was subordinate to the dominant person, and she was subordinate to the person that was based her whole life experience on spiritual fear, physical fear, and emotional control, this newborn awareness allowed this person to move between the different layers of life, different layers of thinking. And her horse had a partnership that worked in this moment. She took a riding lesson, and she learned through her body how to interact with her horse. And the emotion that shared between the horse and the rider, whether she was riding or she was on the ground, was pure. This is a person who doesn't tell stories, doesn't expand the truth, trusts herself, and places a responsibility for everything in her life into her own energetic being. She's whole. Even though she's part of everybody else's life, she holds her space. She doesn't fade away. She doesn't try to control. She just is. And whatever got thrown at her in this workshop with all these emotional dynamics going on, she was consistent. Her horse was consistent. And of the group, they gained the most benefit. And going back to the story about the Palomino with the lame shoulder, with a negative owner, the voices, the tone, the emotions that she transferred in her everyday actions were directly impacting her horse. And so I stood in the barn and I listened to the owner's concerns. And then I went through and I energetically touched the body of her horse. And I found a map. It's kind of like a treasure map. And little places where there's pots of emotional gold. The truth of that animal that says, hey, I'm stuck in this twisted form. I'm reflecting the emotional damage of the person that I have taken on. I'm the steward of trying to teach that human how to find the center of who they are. And as I do this mapping of the body, I have to ignore the babble. I have to seep deep inside into the truth. Not necessarily my truth, but the truth of that moment. How I'm touching and sharing and reflecting the essences of myself, my life lessons, my imperfections, my assets, my qualities, and how much sparkle and shine my energy has. And when I do that, animals become as still as the wind. Yes, a moment of invisible thought, sharing in the moment. And that's what Isologic Radio is about. So take a breath, honor yourself. I'll be right back. Oh, man. You learn a lot every day. This Palomino horse and his owner, they taught me another lesson about how our interactions, our strengths and our weaknesses, our emotional gold, our energetic essence of everything that we are, and how on a holographic or fractal system, we all are the same. We're all connected. And it's these little moments of pure joy and pure inspiration, or maybe recognition, that offers us as a group to come together and strengthen and reinforce maybe the desires and the goals that are hidden within each of one of us. Now, the story about this Palomino horse goes on. Before I actually went in and asked this horse's body to change, I took a moment and I put brown tracing paper up on a flat surface. And I marked on a piece on the ground, the piece of tape. And I asked the owner to please bring her horse up and stand him square so that I could take a rod with a felt pen and trace the outline of the horse's back onto the paper. Why did I do this? Well, a lot of people are skeptical about what it is I do. And instead of being laughed at and exposed to a lot of, well, you know what it's like if you run across somebody you don't quite understand. Are they a crazy person? Are they out of their mind? No, not really. It's just a different perception and something that maybe your logical programming doesn't quite understand. Or maybe your subconscious hasn't given you permission to experience. So I take the moment and I do an outline, a tracing of this horse's back. Then we go into the barn. And the deeper I move into my own energetic space to touch the heart and soul of this horse, the louder the babble goes on around me. Now, if you were a teacher in school, you would say, oh, this is a sign of disrespect. They're not learning anything. And maybe that's true. Or maybe, from an energetic point of view, they're showing you how insecure they are, how spiritually threatened that individual has become. Because as a person who really looks inside themselves and tries to do the best with what I have to work with, I project a security, a solidness, an honesty. And this makes other people insecure. Because you see, they understand that it's something they can't compete with. It's something that they can't reach in and take away from who I am. And when they don't see themselves reflected back, they don't see that pushy, dominant person trying to overtake and control the conversation, the one-upsmanship, when it's not there. They don't know how to react. And so they throw their energy outwards. They talk loud. They may do things. They may make a motion or create a situation to break that moment. It's because you are secure within who you are. And they don't know how to interact with it. But when you are secure and solid within who you are, in a natural world, working with, in my case, a horse, you open a doorway into the most amazing energetic realm. And in this place, anything is possible. If you can understand the law that says that humans reflect their strengths and we reflect our weaknesses. Well, in the world of the energetic inside connection between, which I share between an animal and myself, the reflection is based on the strength and the truth. the request. And in this situation, my request was for the horse to become self-aware, to discard the garments of negative thoughts, negative conversation, the use of emotion to distort and control the spiritual essence of the animal. And in that moment, the animal puts his head down, like he's bowing to himself in a state of prayer. And I work my tools and I do my magic. And the animal changes. And I mentally make the request that this horse release all the energy that was not originally designed to be in his form. All the alien influence, all the negative programming, the chemicals, the heavy metals, the voices in his mind. I ask this animal to take a breath and remember what it was like when he was a newborn. To remember looking into his mother's eyes and saying, "Oh, I love you." And to have his mother take and wrap her neck around his shoulders and hug him and pull her up against his side and provide him with safety and nutrition and to validate the perfection of who he is. Can you do that for yourself? Can you validate the perfection of who you are? Not right now, but the perfection of who you were when you were a child. And can you reach in and let go of all the alien things, whether it's an implant from an energetic source beyond your awareness, or whether it's the subliminal programming that maybe society, maybe belief systems have kind of put in your head. If you can move back into your perfection, that moment of innocent childhood, what happens is there's a gateway there. And if you take a moment and say, "Please let me attract all the universal energy that's designed to support me and keep me whole, to heal me, transform me, elevate me, and allow me to find the most peaceful path through everything that is coming towards me in life." And if you allow this moment to transpire, you will start to feel a peace, a wholeness within yourself. Your spirit doesn't have to go up. You don't have to say prayers to something greater than who you are. You don't have to reach down into the earth and validate the creative force of existence. Because you see, the energy of who you are is in your body right at this moment. All the tools that you need to find an answer, to give yourself permission to improve, is right here, right now. And inside your body, it already knows the answer. It can transform you into a better being, into a better situation, to a better state of health, a better social connection, a better way of managing your gold, your energetic input. And when you become centered in your universal self, found within, you can connect with other people who work from their universal self. Not the selfishness, not the need to have ego and power and control, but the honesty of being in a physical form. So this is what I offered to this Palomino horse. And the results, well, I'll talk about it in a minute. This is Isa Logic Radio. I'll be right back. I can talk for hours because I really like what I do. I sometimes forget that other people don't have parallel type living environments or experiences. So if you have any questions or you just want to reach out and say, hey, you can do that by going to esologicradio@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook. Yeah, if you type in Pat Cleveland, Facebook, or you can go to the Balanced Horse Project at Facebook or the Balanced Horse Project on the internet, you will be able to touch base, reach out, maybe share a concern. It's all about connection and growing and not so much playing games, but being really honest. No fear. That's a pretty solid place to come from. Not easy to achieve. Because when you think you've conquered one fear, something else comes up and says, hey, guess what? Here's something else for you to be concerned about. Here's a new definition of fear. But it's all the same. It's in your control, even though you don't think it is. So, back to the story of the Palomino horse. So, I'm standing there, and I've opened up, and I've asked this animal to become self-aware of all the unnatural things, whether they're physical, whether they're life experience, whether they're alien, either in chemical, biochemical form, through conscious thought, energy frequencies, different dimensions in time. All of these levels play part and parcel of defining the physical level of interaction of that animal in its space. And so as this animal, this horse, started to go, oh my gosh, I realized that I took on my owner's pain in this part of my body, and oh, she said something, and there was all this trauma in her personal life at home. And so she came out to the barn, and for some reason, now my right shoulder doesn't work very well. Oh, I have a list of stories, and they all go back to my relationship, my stewardship of the owner I have chosen to have in my life. And yes, you're right, I need to let go of all the outside influences, all the stressors that are twisting and contorting my physical well-being. And as we go through this transition, I reach out and I try to start a series of uncoiling. It's a spiraling movement I make with my fingers. Other people will maybe do other things like smooth the air or pull energy out of the air with their hand. For me, I use spirals, spiraling in, spiraling out, big spirals, small spirals. And these spirals may happen spontaneously or instinctively for me at different points in the body. So I moved into this horse. I wanted to stay maybe 3 feet from his body just so that I could still be in his energy field and help him make this rebirthing shift. But it wasn't as easy as all that because in this very, very isolated spot that took up the whole right side of his front leg, I couldn't go there. It was this bubble of energy. And I went to reach into it and I got a static shock from nowhere. I wasn't touching the horse. I wasn't touching anybody. I got this static shock. You could hear it. It snapped. It popped. And everybody in the barn who was doing their insecure emotional discharging because I had moved my energy into the horse stopped. There was a change. The whole barn changed. The horse started to change. So I stepped further out of the horse's field. no longer 3 feet away from this horse. I am now 8 feet away from this horse. That is how big and strong the influence of his owner's trapped negative emotion had become. So I did my job. I stayed still and connected, and I asked the body to start unwinding its pain. And so I'm 8 feet away from the side of the horse. And the barn has become quiet, and the focus has shifted, not to each other's conversation, but what is happening to this horse. And I spiral my finger around and around, and I know I must look like a clown, but I don't care. I'm honest with myself in this moment. This is important, and it's a not for the humans around me. It's important for me to share with this horse. And as I moved his energy, his muscles started to twitch and shake. And they started to shake and shake and shake to the point where people gathered. They got up off their chairs. They came and they stood around and around the front part of the horse. And the owner's going, look at my horse's leg. It's shaking all the muscles from the top of his back all the way down to the floor. His feet aren't moving. There's no fly around. There's no breeze. There's no reason for this horse's body to do these spasms, these unnatural things. And as he discharged, I was able to slowly inch my way in. And I got to a certain point and my attention was drawn to the Mount Everest of his hips. And so I focused, releasing the energy spirals that wanted to move from his spine into his tail. And so I asked this energy flow to connect. And as I did this, his muscles in the right shoulder stopped shaking. They stopped their expression. And so after a minute, I moved my focus back to the horse's front quarters. And once again, his shoulder muscles shaked with a fury this time. Now I could move into this energy field. I had to stay connected heart to heart, to be in compassion, to be in neutral, and to constantly remind the cellular memory, the energy system of this horse's body, to move back into its perfection of childhood at birth. Now, the horse wouldn't be straight at birth, but he would be 100 times more healthier than he was that moment. And as we worked to release the negative trapped energy, I was able to move closer and closer into the body of the horse. And finally, I touched him, and stillness overtook him. And he turned his hip and lifted his head, and his back popped, and he sighed, and the stillness ricocheted and echoed through the heart of everyone in the barn. Take a breath, honor yourself, and this is Isologic Radio. I'll be right back. Some of the things that happen in life that we can't really logically explain. Well, what happened with this horse this past weekend would fall right into that description. Because you see, he shared his gold with me, something that he was having a hard time sharing with his owner, because she couldn't see the purity of herself. All she could do was throw her demands, her expectations, do transference of her frustration in her relationship. Maybe the frustration with her belief system that's disconnecting her from the reality of the natural world. But she needed the horse in her life to keep her connected, to keep her grounded, to give her a place to transfer her misunderstandings of life. And so that influenced the twist and the crookedness and the injuries and the pain that the animal, her horse, was experiencing. And as the horse's energy cleared and he became still and he lifted his head and popped his own back, he started to yawn. And his owner, who had been standing near his head, struggled. She struggled to make the connection with what just happened. She struggled to make a reference. Oh, my friend has a hair salon and she does Reiki and she understands all this. And she told me that when her clients come in and they get their hair cut, that they talk a lot and they leave their negative energy behind. And it gets stuck in her hair salon. And I hope that doesn't happen here at this barn. All the energy you're moving out of my horse, is it going to stay stuck in the barn and affect everybody else? That was a good question. And being honest and an aware person, I explained to her that I'd set the conditions. I had smoothed out the energy of the land, of the farm that we were at. It was at peace with itself. I created a safe environment. Oh, dare I say, a womb? A place from which these animals would be rebirthed? A place from which the awareness of the human challenge had the potential to transform? When I allowed her to understand that her concern of her negative energy, her horse's negative energy, being stuck in this place of peace was not a reality, at least not in my domain, that I had anchored a cord, a funnel, so that the negatives, the stagnants, the insecurities, all the human things that are stuck in the animal's body that I work with would have a place to go. And for me, I will send it to the earth because I believe that the earth is a creative source and she takes the human negatives and she uses it like an engine and she recreates and molds and shapes. And with this, she puts her energy, our gold, back into the energetic field that we all work and live in. The sounds of the birds, the power of sunlight, the essence of the moon, the caress of the wind, the reflection of all the energy that she brings out, all the potential that's being shone at us from a natural resource, the energy that we take into our bodies. And if we can find that moment of stillness, that purity of self, we have the ability to tap into those resources to make a transformation in how we are interacting with the people, the situations in our lives. You see, it's not about who you are. It's how you choose to project your energy. And so I explained this to the owner, and she was a very strong belief person into something that is very limiting when you start to work with nature. And you could see her shut down. Her eyes became as still as her horse had been. And I waited for her to make a connection. She would either make a transformation, or she would return to a place that she was familiar with, a place that she thought she was in control of. The negative conversation, the negatives in life that she had to project so that she could pull in people to her conversation so she can pull energy towards herself. And instead of reflecting the negatives back at you, she puts them on her animals. So we went back outside. And I stood the horse in the same position as the first time. And I took my rod and I did a back tracing, the profile of the top line of the horse. And a miracle had occurred. His shoulders were higher by an inch and a half. The middle of his back wasn't sagging and hollowed anymore. It was nice and smooth. And where Mount Everest, the pitch and angle of his damaged pelvis had been, was now smoothing out and looking like a normal horse. A miracle had happened. In about a half an hour, her horse had physically transformed. And she had it. The evidence was there. There was no argument to be had. And so I thanked the horse for the opportunity to connect with his soul. And I offered him the gift to continue his journey through life and to honor and validate his own personal power. And that he doesn't necessarily have to reflect 100% the pain of the human who he is the guardian of. Instead, I suggested that maybe he tried to honor the regenerative quality, the peace, the calmness of who he is. And maybe the earth would take and whisper that into his owner's ear. And that gazed look, that stillness of fear that came from his owner's eyes, bounced back onto that horse. The moment I handed the shank to her and she walked him out into the field, she wasn't ready for the transformation. She couldn't deal with the symmetry, the perfection of the horse's truth. And she took him out to a field with horses that he'd never really met before. And she turned him loose. Now, this lady has a relationship with another lady who is very strong, very dominant, very overpowering, very secure. At least, that's what she projects. And her horse is exactly the same. Very strong, very dominant, very, you must follow me. You must do as I say. And so the Palomino horse was put into a field with a dominant mare. And guess what happened? Within split second, everything that I had done was reversed. The mare had a fight with the gelding, kicked him in the hindquarters, pushed his pelvis back up in the air like a mountain. And the moment was missed. Take a breath. Honor yourself. This is Isologic Radio. Until next time, enjoy your day. Bye for now.